Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
4-H Clubs and Junior Achievement Company of Entrepreneurs J signed MOU for Agribusiness-Based Entrepreneurship Program. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy, so no more time. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them are energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy. 45,000 high school students are expected to benefit from an agricultural agribusiness-based entrepreneurship program. This will be made possible under a Memorandum of Understanding MOU signed between the Jamaica 4-H Clubs and Junior Achievement Company of Entrepreneurs, JACE. Under the agreement, Jamaica 4-H will assist Junior Achievement Jamaica in meeting their mission of empowering young Jamaicans in agriculturally focused entrepreneurship within the next 3 years.
The Jamaican 4-H Club has incorporated entrepreneurship as one of our major program areas, and I must say that I think we are making an impact. The truth is that with this partnership, we know it's going to expand our reach. And the truth is that the youth of Jamaica and this country is going to be stronger as a result of this partnership.
Executive Director Jamaica 4-H Club's Dr. Ronald Blake. Jamaica 4-H will in turn benefit from access to practical, hands-on curriculum content focused around product ideas to aid in the development of a project workbook. President of Junior Achievement Jamaica Alfie Mullings Akin says through the collaboration, students will be empowered to realize greater employment opportunities in agriculture.
We wanted to have a deeper focus in some key areas in our country, one of which is agriculture. And there was no other entity that we thought of than the 4-H Club, than the Jamaica 4-H Clubs.
The initiative will aid the overall development of participants through hands-on work experience and entrepreneurial skills, competitions, and product fairs. And on our notice board this morning, the Jose Marti Technical High School in St. Catherine will host an information session for GSAT parents and students on Friday, July 1 at 8:30 a.m. Packages will cost $3,000. For further information, call 984-2632. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm and we'll highlight them right here on JIS Radio. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Tekintid kibahat bon. Translation, take laughter to cover heartburn. And this means laughter helps to surmount difficulties.
The tax threshold will move from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016. And on April 1, 2017, it will move from $1 million to $1.5 million. This will benefit all persons who pay income tax. The Government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.
Yo, only year ago when we make it the other day?
Yeah, man, yo, that youth that is bound for crashing on you. Him drive too hard upon the road, star.
Yo, you think I told them you want the youth about the fast driving, and him still go kill off himself. Hey, enough of them drive like a demo and up on the road, you know. Yo, my profit late for me, I go down for door reach, you know. Arrive alive, myself.
Kill your speed before it kills you. A message from the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing. Remember, road safety begins with you.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.